Here we go now. Sports!
Strike a pose.
Vogue to the music. Sports!
Strike a pose.
Vogue to the music.
Welcome, everybody.
Hi,
to Andy. Another rousing episode of the Slasher Madness series.
Going into April.
Yeah, I've mentioned this before. We understand the basketball tournaments are done. It's fine. We're doing our own thing. In the spirit of March Madness, a Slasher Madness 16-team bracket tournament. And we're in the midst of it.
Yeah.
Today is another debate.
This is our last one out of the Sweet 16.
Right.
I believe once we get into the Elite Eight, we'll be able to finish like one half of the Elite Eight on one episode.
We could probably do multiple matchups.
Yeah,
in
I
one
mean, we
episode.
Could just, okay, now let's talk about, yeah. Like, I just to kind of keep it moving.
Yeah.
Because I do miss the movies.
We got to get back to watching some movies.
I watch movies all the time now just because it's. Like, I can't, we've watched so many. I just watched that one, Believe It or Not. Took me a while.
Is that what it's called? Believe It or Not?
Believe It or Not.
Oh.
And it's about a guy who was really into Ripley's books.
Oh, wow.
And he reads them so much and pleasures himself to them
that
he becomes a psychotic person and kills everyone that reads those books.
And nobody could believe him.
Yes. And his calling card is a used rubber.
Wow.
Sick.
That's crazy.
No,
that's
calling
card.
I just watched Freaky with Vince Vaughn.
Oh, is that where? Oh, Freaky Friday, where they switch bodies with a serial killer or something.
Yeah. It was.
I've seen that.
Good?
I wasn't impressed.
The kills were good.
Yeah.
I was impressed by the kills, but it got fucking like. It got almost too family hokey.
Okay.
Like that one dude made out with Vince Vaughn because the girl was in there and he was like, I don't care. And I was like. If Jody was in your body, it would be tough for me to kiss you.
It'd be tough, but you'd still do it?
Yeah, let me ask you this.
You didn't say impossible. You said tough. Meaning it could still
be
done.
If Cheryl was in my body, wouldn't it be kind of tough to go, I want to, you know, even though I was like, hi, I'm Cheryl, I like martinis and hanging out with my kids' dogs.
What do you suppose would do if Cheryl was in your body and she was like, hey, it's me, no, it's your wife.
I want you to shower with me.
I'd be like, oh no.
But I still had.
Is that going to tip over?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I still had my my weenus and my
westicles. And all your tattoos.
Yes.
Yeah. I suppose Cheryl would be like, oh my God, what's this between my legs? What's going on down here? Why is it so hairy?
What is this jelly bean? No. It's not hairy. I do a little trim.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I'm not afraid to admit it.
No, that's great.
Okay, but anyway,
keep that patio deck clean.
But we have been watching some, every night. Yeah. Like, we'll just put on a movie, and it's cool. So
I'm excited to get back to, our usual formula. This has been a fun diversion, though. I'm not going to say this isn't worth it. This is a blast. And listening back to the old episodes, there's so often where we're just like, oh, quick, this killer versus someone else. You're like, we already had it in our heads.
Yeah.
And now we just did it this year.
So. I still think it's cool that our tiny little ball sack is...
Belial.
Belial's moving up. No, I'm talking about your nutsack, Andy. Of course, Belial. That would be a cool nickname for your coin purse.
Belial?
Yeah, hey, I want you to meet... and then you call it a...
We talked about a Slashu branded like little set of arms that you could attach... Remember?
My God!
You're like,
why
could just
we are good?
Put
why
them
are
around,
we,
put them around we, your scrotum.
I know.
Make it look like a little Belial. Jesus Christ!
That is awesome. How come we are not more famous than about?
I'm not
earlier.
Sure. Yeah, tell your friends. Rate the show.
We
share it.
Seriously should make that. I'm somehow going to try to make those little arms.
_
I totally forgot about that.
/you_ podcast on the Insta.
Would you how would you show your friends your little Belial?
I'm not sure. Photos, maybe? Because you can't, whip it out in public. Isn't that weird? You can't whip it out in public. It's a crime. But if you show somebody a photo, it's not necessarily a crime. If you show it to a kid, that's a problem. If you show it to, a friend of yours, here, is this picture of my dick. can you go to jail for that?
Well, could you go to jail? I mean, like, again, like, let's go back to the, you know, Instagram algorithm where the fake baby trend is like a way to show your boobs.
We've discussed that in a past episode.
Yes, but I mean, I still believe, like, there's a way I could show. Okay, if I wanted to show my nutsack on Instagram with the Belial arms, I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
I could say, look at this little action figure. I'm going to do it. This is a promise to all six of our listeners.
Do it on your own, please, so that when you get banned off Instagram, you're not getting /you_podcast banned.
Well, you're going to have to look at it first. It's just a nut sack. I mean, if you've watched the basket case, you know what ball sacks look like.
That's true. Anyway, we're not here to talk about Belial.
We're here to talk about...
We have our Sweet 16 final matchup.
1987 going against 2012.
Yeah.
Slaughterhouse.
Buddy Bacon.
We recorded on July 8th, 2021.
Yeah. Episode 41 of Slash U.
And then Pitchfork was from the movie Hayride.
Yeah.
And that we recorded that on October 28th, 2023.
Right. That was season 7. That was episodes 124 and 125 because we did Hayride 2.
Buddy Bacon going against Pitchfork. Buddy Bacon... he is our antagonist, if you will. Yeah. His father, Lester.
Les Bacon.
Les. I guess he's vegan.
Yeah, I suppose. That's not no bacon. Les Bacon.
He's a hypocrite.
Too much bacon.
There are less than too much bacon.
His buddy's mom's name was Too Much? No.
Too Much.
That's stupid. That's dumb.
Not stupid. That's fucking awesome.
Oh, God. All right.
They're both kind of fucked in the head.
Yes.
Anybody that comes on their bacon property gets their bacon cooked.
The story of Slaughterhouse, Lester Bacon's Slaughterhouse is financially going under, right? And it was some bigger butcher operation trying to buy him out because he owed a bunch of back taxes.
Yep.
And Les ended up sending his son, Buddy, out to kill anybody who was up against them. The sheriff and other tax collectors, whoever the fuck it was. Buddy Bacon only communicated in squeals and grunts like a pig. He only was a wee, 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 wee. He didn't have any spoken lines in the movie.
How? Because was he raised by pigs?
I think we suspected that he at one point fucked a pig. You know, because at one point in the movie, he's like caressing a pig and hanging out in the mud pen with the pigs. He killed a cat, if you remember.
I do remember that.
But he only squealed and grunted.
You know that little cute tail while you're probably getting at it?
Yeah.
Maybe
it tickles.
Yeah. I guess if you had to cuddle a farm animal,
mm-hmm.
I think I would choose a pig.
Yeah, I suppose.
Chicken.
Like cuddle? Like spoon? Like in the mud?
And wink, wink.
Yeah. Let's get her done. No.
I mean, if you had to, you know,
you had to have intercourse with an animal?
You can't really talk about that on podcast, can you?
I don't know. Nobody listens to this. It's fine.
Well, I guess a pig would be they're smart from what I understand.
They are. Yeah. It's you Peacocks. Almost wish bacon tastes worse because pigs are so intelligent. You're like, oh man.
When I ate meat, I never liked the taste of bacon. That weird.
It is weird. You're a weird guy. That is weird.
Yes. I'm a weird
bacon.
Guy that has been told publicly that I have really pretty areolas.
Yeah. Well. Okay.
15 kills I got Buddy down for.
Yeah, Buddy did some good shit.
Buddy's
that
a dumb
movie.
Fuck. I'm going to go ahead and say, man. I mean,
he took a lot of his orders from his dad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think in the absence of Buddy's father, if Lester Bacon wasn't in the picture, I don't think Buddy would be a killer.
The mom died too much. Sorry.
Too much bacon.
I don't know.
She wasn't in the movie at all. Apparently, yeah, Mrs. Bacon was no longer with us. But my point is, Buddy was really just doing his dad's bidding for the entire movie. You know, trying to impress his father. Like so many other killers.
Daddy issues. Or mommy.
Yeah, it could have been. But I don't think Buddy would be a killer if it wasn't for his dad and his dad's financial troubles. There.
Boom.
I said what I said. Yeah, I mean, He was just a kid who likes fucking pigs and, you know, yeah, going around. He just.
Did he wear like a chain for a necklace too?
He did. He probably had like overalls, very similar to Pitchfork.
Had a Slipknot shirt on.
Yeah, and he was just like,
chain wallet.
Yeah.
He was just a new metal kid that liked to fuck pigs.
He probably would have been like, I don't know, somebody's friend. If his dad wasn't in financial trouble and said, go kill everybody who's wronged us.
He would have been that one kid that's like, hey, let me show you one-eared elephant behind 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
So it's when you know what a one-eared elephant is?
I don't, but I'm about to find out, aren't I?
It's when you take your pocket thing out, and then you pull your wiener out. So it looks like the trunk, and that's a one-eared elephant.
Fantastic. That's good for an audio medium. Glad hopefully the listeners can close their eyes and visualize.
Buddy Bacon is like, seriously though, the guy that was like, turned you on like to fucking System of a Down.
Yeah.
Introduced you to fucking that cheap weed you could buy like, you know, before, you know, like that legal weed they tried to sell.
If he could communicate with words, but he didn't. He just squealed and grunted.
He probably still could say like, hey, try this. But then we go to, then we move over to 2012 and we go to Pitchfork from Hayride.
Mm-hmm.
Hayride was a very interesting movie. I still don't think it's really well known. For people voting on this, Andy, whether they're voting for Slaughterhouse from 87 or
Hayride
from 2012, do you, I mean, I know people just vote probably based on pictures, but.
They might.
You know, but.
It's fine.
People have voted on this one. This
if you're
movie,
avid listeners to Slash You, though, you know both movies.
Yes, this movie is like if Hayride was like if a Southern goth kid identified as either Michael or Jason and wanted to make a movie.
Hayride is like if Buddy Bacon identified as either Jason or Michael and wanted to make a movie. Because Buddy Bacon, you just described him as like a Southern goth kid, pretty much. He's into Slipknot. He wants to show you his wiener out of his pocket or something. Right, something, one-eared elephant, whatever.
Yes!
So Buddy Bacon, if Buddy Bacon could speak English, he'd be like a Southern goth kid, I bet. He'd be like, yeah, my dad owns the slaughterhouse.
Yeah, because pig farms are notoriously Southern. They smell like, no pun intended, but they smell bad because we had them in North Carolina where I grew up.
Yeah, my family had one. Like my dad's uncle and his cousins. So like a, you know, that part of the family is an Illinois pig farm.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Growing up.
Damn.
So, yeah. Loud as fuck. You go into one of them warehouses with all the pigs in there, it's so loud.
I just, it's so loud. I know people are different. I know I'm different, but man, that just breaks my little heart.
Yeah.
You well, know, like.
In any case, yeah, and it's close to humans, too. Because, like, don't they do, like, heart transplants? Can't you get, like, a pig's heart?
Yeah.
So that's pretty close to human.
Yeah, and
maybe that's why bacon tastes so
good. In the state of Ohio, you can actually bury a pig.
You can?
Legally.
Wow.
I'm not joking.
In Ohio?
Yes, in Ohio.
It's weird that it's Ohio and not like Alabama or Arkansas.
Ohio, it is legally, you're legally allowed to marry a swine.
You fuck with me.
I'm not. Look, Google it right now.
That's crazy.
Ohio.
Oh, sorry,
New
Ohio.
Jersey.
Yeah.
Let's try to start a rumor like, you know, like an urban legend. Andy, did you hear New Jersey?
But.
You could fuck a hobo?
We're way off track here. Yeah. So you said Hayride,
yes.
As if a Southern goth kid identified as Michael or Jason.
Yeah, I liked this movie without like it was weird. Like I liked it, but I didn't. It had that one, the detective from Something About Mary, who, you know, interrogated Ben Stiller. You know, like he was the uncle. He was the one that was throwing the party. Do you remember the story of Pitchfork?
He was a farmer.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
And he had a daughter that
everyone liked. Like the story was she was a pretty little girl.
Pretty little girl, yes.
Grew up into a beautiful young woman.
Yes.
He would go into town with her. People would be looking at her because she was so beautiful. And inevitably, young men wanted to go out with her.
See her boobs, yes.
Yeah, see her boobs. And she, like most young women, wanted to have a boyfriend and, you know, live life and have a relationship.
Wasn't the boyfriend not approved?
Yeah, the farmer was like so possessive and protective of his daughter that he eventually kind of lost his marbles and she ran away with her boyfriend, and didn't he like he killed the wife and
yes.
he went out on a rampage killing anybody who got in his way as he looked for his daughter.
I am, and you're really good with a kill count.
I don't recall.
I looked it up online. 42.
Oh, wow. For Pitchfork?
Yeah, like cops and people
yeah,
and...
that's true. And what do we
say? I just
say?
Don't know if that's the real McCoy. I'm pretty sure I just looked up the original.
Yeah.
Because they did have Hayride 2.
Yeah.
But what, isn't this Hayride the one, though, like where at the end after everybody's dead?
Yeah.
The pregnancy is going to be a lot more terrifying.
I knew you were going with that. We got really mad at that. It was
they just lost their whole family, friends. Everyone's dead.
It happens in a lot of movies, but it happened really bad in this one where
the guy
and the gal who survived at the end, you know, they're, oh my God, it's finally over. And she just starts laughing a little bit and she says, like, I'm pregnant. And then I think the guy's, Corey's, like, cousin or whatever comes up. And he's like, well, that's scary. Yeah, like, something like that.
And then you hear the laugh track.
Yeah. That's really scary. I mean, like, their friends are dead, family members are dead, and she reveals, like, I'm glad I'm not dead, you know, because I'm pregnant. And then they're like, well, you think that's scary? You think a murderer's scary? Try being a dad. And we thought, that's stupid. That was so stupid. Why did you do that?
There was another one we saw, too, where I don't know if it was Hack-O-Lantern, or I think it might have been, but it was like after, like, everyone's dead, they wake up the next morning and go, like, everyone's dead.
Yeah.
Boy, let's get breakfast. Just not pumpkin pie or something. It was like,
no pumpkin pie, right? Yeah, you're right. It might have been Hack-O-Lantern.
And I was just Jacko. Like, how do you?
I bet it was Jacko.
That's what. Yeah,
yeah, that sounds familiar. But we were like, you're gonna fucking just get up and go to IHOP after everyone's dead? Don't you have to call the police? Like, what? It made no sense. So, Hayride, Pitchfork is a crazy farmer. He's massive, brute strength. He is old. Compared to Buddy Bacon, you know, age-wise, Buddy's probably got the edge there. But Pitchfork's still pretty tough.
They both have brute psychotic strength, though.
Yeah, and they're both in overalls. They're both farm-themed.
Yes.
I mean, but...
Buddy Bacon had a thing for chainsaws, too, didn't he? Kind of very similar to Leatherface.
Yeah, but I got to think that Pitchfork here has just the rage factor, whereas Buddy is more or less taking orders from his
dad. I agree. I actually wrote the word cunning. I think that Pitchfork's agility and ease has a little bit more of a cunning approach to how he meticulously killed his victims and how he was maniacal, but yet...
He set all those bear traps in the woods.
Yeah, smart.
In the movie.
So we do agree on this one, that if we were going to push someone into the slash bracket, we probably would say... Sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
We'd have to learn swine language.
Yeah.
Do you know swine language? Do you speak
swine
Buddy Bacon?
Swine language? I get it. Like, it's like sign language, but swine language.
See, that's why I'm a writer. Man, I'm just kidding.
We've been using these laugh tracks a lot.
We should be. I don't know why we don't. We spent like $400 on, you spent like $400 on this mixing board, and we just use like the dip
shotgun. I spent way more than that, Fred.
But let's do another one. How about this one? Hey, Andy, I hope you like disco music.
Is that?
No.
Oh.
But, what's the other one?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's funky. That's the Cliff Kill.
Don't you have that? Beep, 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 beep.
Oh. Jesus, man. I don't know how to work this thing.
Oh, I thought you did. Never mind. It's cool. I just thought sometimes we'd have that. Meow, 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 meow. Oh, that's red. Yeah. All right, give it up for your slash you professors. All right. Hey, but I'm going to go and let you know, too, that the students of slash you have spoken, all three of them, and 2-1, Pitchfork wins.
All right. Nice job, Pitchfork.
Sorry, Bacon.
We're getting a little slap happy here. Oh, my gosh.
So, Andy, let's go.
Breaking news. No, I think I agree. Pitchfork is going to win this. He's out for blood. Like, he literally wants to kill, whereas Buddy was just like, whatever you want, Dad. You know, I'm just a kid who only speaks pigs.
But I feel bad for Pitchfork now.
Why?
Because
he's going to go up against
Victor Crowley.
Oh, shit.
We can't really talk about it, but it's...
Mm-hmm.
Victor Crowley, let's just put it this way. If Victor Crowley was wearing a basketball jersey, it would say UConn.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. That's a pretty solid way to put it. and Pitchfork would be Purdue.
Cletus the Fetus was wearing Brenda was wearing NC State, but
so we have our Elite Eight.
Cletus the Fetus going against the Beast from Sweatshop. Cletus the Fetus from Red Christmas going against the Beast from Sweatshop. Victor Crowley from our Hatchet series going against Pitchfork from Hayride.
I like it.
Brenda from Urban Legend will be going against Crumbskull from Laid to Rest. Belial Nutsack. Belial, don't call me Nutsack Bradley, going against Horny the Clown.
Ooh.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
That is going to be a good one.
That is a good one. That's two that are not going to make it to the end.
You don't think Belial or Horny are going
to
make it?
I got to believe, I don't think either one of them's making it to the championship here. You know, one of them will make it to the final four.
No spoilers.
But no, we don't have anything figured out.
Oh, you're right.
Yet.
Yeah, final four. Yeah.
But we got to do this Elite Eight and then final four and then champions. So. This is fun.
We got to do something, though, for the winner. Like, I don't know if it's like, do we watch their movie again and, like...
And do a live commentary?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we could.
Yeah, let's do that. That'd be cool.
We could talk about it. Let us know what you think. Like, what should we do for the winner? You know? Email us, /youpodcast@gmail.com. Hit up the Facebook page. Message us on Instagram, /you_podcast.
We got, yeah, this... After Murder Cabin is finished, I feel like, you know, as it goes in post and...
Yeah.
You know, like, and as it gets hopefully shops around film festivals, we're going to be going to a con, Fiesta Con. Fiesta.
Yeah, Horror Fiesta.
Horror Fiesta.
In Peoria, Illinois in September.
We get to meet a lot of very famous actors from She-Hulk. There's some people from She-Hulk that I never knew was a show.
It's on Disney Plus, Marvel. It's a Marvel show. It's actually really funny. A lot of people knocked it. They're like, oh, this isn't a real good Marvel comic book show. I was like, shut up, nerd.
Nerd.
Get back to your basement, you incel. It's a fun show. And it's girl power. Which
Cheetos
is
lube.
Yeah, it's you know, it's female empowerment.
I like that.
She's a lawyer and she gains Hulk powers. It's funny. Just watch it for what it is and enjoy it. Jesus Christ.
I know, yeah.
I'm so mad. It's not loyal to the comics. That's not how the like comic book guy on The Simpsons. Worst TV show ever.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I try. But
yeah.
So anyway.
This is going to be, I see some winners moving forward just in my head. I'm not giving any spoilers away. But there's some
we both have our own opinions. We're entitled to our own opinions.
There's some, like, I see the final four being like, so I say next week, Andy, we go ahead and do Cletus, the Beast, Victor, and Pitchfork.
Okay.
And, I mean, that's one episode. And then the other episode's Brenda, Crumbskull, Belial, Horny.
Yeah.
And then the final four can be one episode. And then the national championship.
Could be one, too.
I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, because even discussing... We've discussed the kills. We've discussed who these people are.
Yeah.
We'll do a quick summary, of course, when bring up, like,
for
Belial and Horny, but... You know, this is new to us, so we're learning as we go.
It's fun, though.
It is fun, and I really have been. It's made it even better for me personally.
Yeah,
doing these without wearing any pants.
It's awesome too. Yes. I love it that you don't have pants on. I love going back listening to the episodes over again.
I wish I could listen to my voice.
I went back and I listened to all these over again just to remember what we said, remember anything we pointed out, and it was just a lot of fun walk down memory lane. So. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for participating. If you voted, if you didn't vote, then go to hell. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what? I'm going to take a screenshot and put this up on the, I'll put the
text it to me or send it to me.
The Elite Eight.
And also, tell your friends, share the show, rate and review. That's how we gain listeners and get more fun stuff like this. I would love to have like hundreds of votes on things like this. You know what I mean? So,
do you think people will vote?
Yeah. Well, if you get the polls up there,
I try.
Yeah, you did a great job. Those of you who voted, really appreciate it. You really helped. So Pitchfork's moving on, and we will be back next time with more /you. Until then, class dismissed.
Bye, everybody.
I try.